Some people have trouble distinguishing television from real life. That can create some interesting situations inside a museum like this. I'll take you to a place where what you see is and is not reality at the same time. It's this edition of the American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Machinery Pete's having a huge summer unreserved online dealer auction in conjunction with Big Iron. Visit machinerypete.com/auction to start bidding now. Find that piece of equipment you've been looking for. Get yourself a great deal. Go to machinerypete.com/auction to see what's for sale. Every piece of equipment sells absolute. This is one auction you can't miss. Items are open for bidding now and close August 1st. Go to machinerypete.com/auction. Unreserved, lien free, no buyer fees. Start bidding now at machinerypete.com/auction.
In the 1980s, TV shows like Knight Rider had stars that were cars.
Knight Rider, a shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist.
But as Rusty Robinson, founder and owner of Rusty's TV and Movie Car Museum, shares, some on-screen cars like Kit from Knight Rider were destroyed because people couldn't distinguish television from real life.
Knight Rider, they've done a lot of those cars like that, but it's a liability. They don't want somebody to come out there and think that they're going to jump a river and the car can do it and kill themselves and get sued. Well, you sold us this car that's supposed to be super powered.
Rusty has on-screen cars from shows like Wayne's World.
Pacer, it's Wayne's World, and this one come from when they got through with filming. This one was at Paramount Studios, tried to be like Universal Studios, and at Kings Island and Kings Dominion amusement parks. That's where this one caught most of the damage and everything. It's sitting from a roller coaster.
Some cars he's recreated, like the one from Starsky and Hutch.
Paul Michael Glazer actually come, signed the car, super nice guy. He really hated that car in real life. In the show, he plays like he loves it, and the other guy hates it. But in the show, the other guy always says it. And he told him, he said, he whispered in David Sullivan, he said, I am going to destroy this thing. And every curb I could hit, every mailbox I hit, you know, I'd run over it.
Rusty enjoys sharing stories with those that stop by to see the collection. Driving the Countryside in Jackson, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McRae.